Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. Amen. Please be seated. It was Thanksgiving morning early one day that year in 1980 in Washington, D.C. I lived on Capitol Hill and didn't own a car, so I'd take a cab to lead music at the church I worked at across town. I liked the cab driver to drive through Rock Creek Park up to my church, Blessed Sacrament in Chevy Chase. The park runs through the heart of the city. When I asked the cabbie to drive me through Rock Creek Park, he told me a story. He said, "A couple of days ago, an elderly woman got in my cab and also asked me to drive her through Rock Creek Park. He said she wanted to see the trees that still have color well into November. She wanted to see the leaves swirl as they blew across the road. She wanted to see the creek running over the rocks and the hills that bank both sides of the road. She wanted to ride through the park to her final destination, which was Washington Hospital Center, where she was going to have a surgery that would save her life, but it would leave her blind. She said, I simply wanted to see my beloved park once more. The driver said, I drove her through the park. I continued back through the city, past the monuments, the Capitol and White House, up the Potomac River and to the GW Parkway. For 2 hours, we drove in silence. But then I took her to Washington Hospital Center. When she opened her wallet to pay, the cab driver said to her, keep your money because today you helped me see something deeper about life. When I arrived at my church, I said to the driver, thank you. On this Thanksgiving day, you helped me see. The ability to see. What is it like to lose one's sight and become blind? Up until a few years ago, I thought of this in more metaphorical terms. However, after my spouse Art was diagnosed with wet macular degeneration, which is being treated and thankfully stable for now, but may have problems in the future, this idea was no longer theoretical, but had new meaning for me. In our gospel, we hear about Bartimaeus, a blind beggar by the roadside outside of Jericho. We don't know why Bartimaeus was blind. We know he is a beggar. He is known in the community by the fact that the writer takes the time to list his full name, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. We also know that physical impairments in his culture and time were attributed to having sinned. Although this may seem foolish today, remember it was not that long ago when we heard it said that AIDS was God's punishment for gay people, or Hurricane Katrina or 9/11 was God's retribution for the sins of our country. This kind of thinking, sadly, is still alive and well in certain corners of our Christian community and certainly within our political discourse. In this story, Bartimaeus is blind, an outcast, and forced to beg. What was his life like? What was Bartimaeus seeing as he sat there and begged? What was his experience of the world? I have been told by people who have lost sight that the lack of sight heightens their other senses. The ability to hear or feel or intuit are sharpened without the aid of sight. While people passed Bartimaeus, he was aware of their presence. He would have heard their approaching steps or the rustle of their clothes. He may have smelled their approach or felt the warmth of their bodies. He wondered if they would see him and help him. Several years ago, I cared for an elderly woman. We had power of attorney at the church I was working. I would do her shopping, I would pay her bills and the like. As her health deteriorated and her mind wandered, my anxiety increased. I worried that she might fall, and she wasn't taking the right meds. She wasn't doing what I thought she should be doing. One day when I arrived at her apartment, she cried out, "You don't see me. You see an old woman who can't do very much, but you don't see who I am. And if you don't, I'd rather you didn't come back." She stopped me dead in my tracks. I stood in silence and realized I was seeing her through the lens of my own anxiety. I wasn't seeing her. I was seeing someone who couldn't do, not who she was. I was blind to who she was. Like the people that passed Bartimaeus on the road and accepted the situation as they saw it, I couldn't see the deeper reality. What was Bartimaeus' experience as Jesus passed? Who was this Jesus to him that he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus, see me. Please see me." The crowd tries to silence Bartimaeus. He was upsetting the social order. He was the beggar on the side of the road. The people are supposed to pass and give him alms. He is to sit there and remain in his place, but he doesn't do it. Bartimaeus throws off his cloak, risks everything, and springs up to Jesus, and Jesus responds, "I see you. What do you want?" Bartimaeus replies, "In my blindness, let me see." Jesus tells him, "Your faith has made you well." Bartimaeus was healed because he could already see. With the eyes of the heart, Bartimaeus saw that his begging on the side of the road and the alms he was given wasn't enough. He wanted more. Before Jesus came along, he saw other people as the solution to his problems. He dutifully sat by the road and begged. Like a good beggar, he knew his place. The people knew his place. As long as he stayed in his place, the social order was intact. But it did nothing to change his life. That's why the people shushed him. They were all doing what they normally did and seeing the world as they normally saw it. Until the moment Jesus passed, no one saw a deeper reality. The deeper reality that Bartimaeus saw as Jesus passed was that he was powerless to do anything about his situation. It wasn't until he realized that no one around him could make a difference. No matter how many coins they tossed his way, they could not change his situation. It was only when in his blindness that he could see the status quo was not working. When he was at the end of his rope, Jesus passes and Bartimaeus cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." In crying out, Bartimaeus was able to see that he needed God. The lessons these past several weeks in the gospel have asked that question. What does it mean to be a disciple? 2 weeks ago, the answer came to the young rich man. Sell everything you have and follow me. Last week, the answer to James and John's request for status and recognition came. To be a disciple means suffering and death. This week, the beggar gets it. Blind Bartimaeus, who has 20/20 vision of the heart, sees the deeper reality of discipleship. Like the woman in the DC cab who wanted to touch a deeper beauty of life before she lost her physical sight, like the woman who challenged me to see the deeper reality of who she was, Bartimaeus, with clarity of vision, knows the deeper reality of who he is and who Jesus is. Like the first step in addiction recovery, Bartimaeus realizes he is powerless to change and sees that there is a greater power that can make a difference. The message of discipleship today invites us to see that God has the power to do things we cannot do. Bartimaeus invites us to see with the vision of faith, a faith in which we stand empty before God, who sees us just as we are and loves us just as we are. Isn't it true that in our limited sight, we find ourselves trapped in our own brokenness and pain? And isn't it true that when we try to make a change by relying on our own power to somehow end our blindness, it doesn't work? I know this is true for me. We are all beggars, blindly sitting by the road, trying to save ourselves through our own power. Like Job says in our first reading today, when he finally gets it and realizes who he was and who God is, he says, "I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." Today we are given a new way to see. We are given this new way by Bartimaeus, who could see that he was powerless, who could see that the only way something will be made different is to cry out to the one who can break into our lives and bring sight to places where we are blind. So my friends, let us cry out in our blindness. Jesus, Son of David, I am powerless to see on my own. Jesus, Son of David, I am unable to release myself from the grief and emptiness I feel. Jesus, Son of David, I cannot offer compassion and reconciliation to family and friends who have hurt me. Jesus, Son of David, I am trapped by alcohol and addiction. Jesus, Son of David, I am trapped by my grief over the loss of someone who died. Jesus, Son of David, I am powerless as I experience illness in my body, in my aging, or watching someone I love suffer. Jesus, Son of David, I am blind. Therefore, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Help me see.